Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marshall Harris going to join us in 15 minutes, just about 15 minutes. We'll talk to him. We'll talk Raiders and Bears with him. Cal Raleigh hit number 60 yesterday.
Oh, man, that was dope to see.
I was obviously the number of guys. He is on pace heading into this final weekend, for whatever it's worth, to get to 62, yeah, which is the AL record that Aaron Judge set couple of 2022, I think, a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. But then obviously the number of guys to hit 60 is very small. Right. Barry's done it. Mark McGwire's done it twice. Sammy Sosa's done it three times. Of course, Aaron Judge and Roger Maris and Babe Ruth, if you count those sort of records, did it in 1927. The thing that I was most curious about is, out of those six guys, seven seasons, how many have won the MVP? Do you know that number off the top of your head? Did I write it in our notes? No, I didn't. Do you know the number off the top of your head?
So you said the I know.
Six players have done it a total of nine times.
Sosa, Judge, Bonds. I don't think Maris won MVP.
I'll stop you. He did.
He did. Okay. They were hating on him at every turn when he got 61.
Yeah, he did. And those are the ones that did it. Mm. Those are the ones that did it. Obviously, Mark McGwire didn't, because Sammy did. They were both in the National League. Sorry, Jesse.
Why is the MLB not making a big deal, or maybe I haven't seen, about the big dumper?
Maybe they're scared.
Breaking Aaron Judge's AL home run record like we were a couple seasons ago for Roger Maris.
He's not a Yankee.
And the other thing for me is, we just saw it 2 years ago. When Judge broke it, we hadn't seen it for, what, 60 years?
The record's a record, yeah, though, no?
I'm just saying that's why.
I'm with Jesse.
Like, if somebody...
I was thinking about that yesterday, because he got to like 60 or whatever he did. I was like, wait, why are we not making as big a, not us, but why are they not making as big a deal about it like they were 2 years ago? And then it makes me feel like it's kind of fake. It's like, all right, then are we just going off of Barry's record, or what are we doing here? Because, like, you were making a big deal about it, like I said, a couple seasons ago.
But even at the same time, Barry's race for breaking 70 wasn't the same as McGwire and Sosa.
No, it wasn't.
They put McGwire's game on Fox primetime when they thought he was going to break it. They didn't do that for Barry, because we had just seen it like 3 years before, as opposed to a 50-year-old record. So I think that plays a record away into it. You talk about Aaron Judge being a Yankee. I think that plays into it as well.
It absolutely does.
For sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, I think the fact that we just saw it broken plays into it as well.
Yeah, I know the joke is that's my guy. I've seen two of the 60. But Jesse's right, though. A record is a record. Mm-hmm. Like, and if it's a big deal, you'll cover it as if it's a big deal. Now, the question, though, that I'll ask Jesse is, did Major League Baseball make it a big deal? Or did the people who cover Major League, did SportsCenter make it a big deal? Because those aren't the same thing. Because if the answer is SportsCenter, we know why they made it a big deal.
It was both.
It's because it's the Yankees.
It was both. I'd say it was media and MLB going in, all in on it.
Let me go to, let me just for fun, go to MLB.com right now and see what's on the splash page. Kyle Tucker's on the splash page.
Because they're playing.
Because they're playing. Right, right, right. And I understand there's massive games going on. This
Actually,
weekend.
This game doesn't even mean nothing.
I'm scrolling. I'm just looking to see. Cal Raleigh, there he is. And it's him shaking hands with the guy who caught 60. Hmm. That's the first Cal Raleigh reference. If you scroll, that's the article you'll find is the guy who caught 60 gave it back to him.
I feel like a lot of judges, too, the couple seasons ago when he broke Maris's record was a lot to like just wash away Barry's, too.
They tried a little bit of that too,
mm-hmm. which I guess is kind of an outward, like a second point of mine is that like that was a lot of nothing from the MLB. Like I feel like for you to do all that and then like we got another guy, like if it meant that much, then we'll be like, oh yeah, Judge gonna break it. Then you got another guy about to break Judge's record. I feel like that'd be a bigger deal. So to me, it kind of feels like a sham.
But also, I mean, I think brands matter, right? Like it matters. Shohei Ohtani being on the Dodgers and doing what he did last year was amazing, but it's not. What do you have, 50?
50 and 50?
He's got, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't the first time we saw somebody hit 50 home runs.
Well, I think the 50 and 50 and 50.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's special too. But it was different because it was Shohei and it was the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that plays
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But I mean, 50 and 50 was a first though. You know,
facts.
I don't know who's winning the MVP. Like, I feel like the Cal Raleigh stuff got, I don't know that the home run leader necessarily means the best player in baseball. 60 is an incredible number. That's why I looked up the, MVPs who have hit 60. Roger Maris actually won two MVPs in a row.
Ooh.
I didn't know that until 2 days ago.
I didn't know that either. I know who should win it. I know who's going to win it, and that ain't the same person. Cal Raleigh's going to win it. Aaron Judge should win it.
Explain each of those to me. Why is Cal Raleigh going to win it? Because of the home runs?
He's got the story. He's got the number, right? Like, he's had a historic season.
So it's not an egregious selection.
It's not egregious, but Aaron Judge should win it. Aaron Judge, I think... I still think it's not a, I'm not trying to be hot takey or anything like that. He's the best player in baseball.
To me, yeah, it depends on how you vote for this award. Whether, like Casey said, the best player in baseball, or you want to go most valuable. Because like Cal Raleigh having the year he has, and now the Mariners won the division for the first time since 2020 or since 2001. So it's like I guess if you want to talk about valuable, it's like that's pretty damn valuable getting the division or whatever for the first time in 24 years. But like Casey said, yeah, Aaron Judge is the best player in the AL right now.
I'm a little old school with the numbers, a little bit. I can recognize that. But, I mean, Aaron Judge missed some time, too. I don't know how many games he missed. It wasn't a lot of games, but he did miss some times. He batted 330, 51 home runs, 109 RBIs.
You think it matters if they get the wild card and don't win the division? If the Mariners got the division?
I don't think they're going to give it to Aaron Judge. I think they'll give it to Cal Raleigh.
Like, no, I'm asking you, though.
Aaron Judge still 149 games played.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good number.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm asking you more. So do you think Judge is still the MVP, whether they, like, if they land as a wild card team and the Mariners, like, they won their division already, so.
Yeah, I think he's still the MVP. Yeah. I look at that 330 number. And that tells me he's getting it done in every way. He's getting it done in every way. He's not just hitting home runs. He is the best hitter in the game.
Do you know what Cal's batting?
247. I'm looking at it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I think
Shohei's under 300 too. And Judge is not only over 300, he's batting 330. He's leading baseball, I think.
He is. He's leading the league in most major, like, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, even stats that I don't know what the hell they mean. He's leading the league in them. Yep, there it is, right there. There's the column on Vazorb. He's leading the league in Vazorb. You know, it's the baseball reference thing. You go to the page. There's a lot of bold numbers on this page, a whole lot of them, including walks. And, oh, by the way, he's still at 51 home runs.
Yeah. But, Cal,
I think you're wrong.
What?
I think Aaron Judge is winning the MVP.
No, I don't think so.
I think Cal.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Cal will win it, and Cal deserves it.
Cal's the story this year.
Yeah, he deserves it. It's not like it's just, oh, my gosh, a robbery. Steve Nash and Shaq or something like that. It's not that.
The numbers are ridiculous.
It's the LeBron syndrome.
Judge only has, what, two? One?
He might have two.
Two, but it's like...
Why am I acting like I don't have it? 2022 and 2024.
I don't know. Then, yeah, it makes more sense to give it to him, but...
I mean, is it Judge and Shohei again?
Yeah, Shohei's going to win the NL unless they give it to Kyle Schwarber, but I don't think that's going to happen.
It's going
to
be Shohei's.
Schwarber should get it. I think Schwarber should win the NL. And that's not even hate on Shohei. Shohei's fantastic like always. But Schwarber went crazy this year.
That would be Shohei's fourth. He would have two in the AL and two in the NL. Mm.
Best player in baseball.
He's not. Aaron Judge is. But
you say that.
And that's why. Okay, we got it. We got to go. We got to go. We'll come back because Marshall Harris is going to join us.
Marshall likes baseball.
Marshall loves baseball. We'll ask him, and then we'll shift our attention to the Raiders and Bears as well. Stilo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Marshall's not here, not to spoil the bit, but Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Absolutely. I got my Prize Picks lined up. Ready to go for this Niners-Jags game on Sunday afternoon.
Which you can watch with us at Baker Family Wine.
Absolutely. Come check us out, man. Come on down and rock with us. But when I made the lineup, I can still go back and make another lineup if I need be once things are official. But when I made the lineup, they didn't know, and this was like Thursday. They still didn't know what was going on with Brock Purdy, so they just don't even have him on here. So, much to nobody's surprise, I got Trevor Lawrence on here. They got him at 226.5 passing yards. What you think I'm doing?
You're going under. That. Or less. Right. You're going less.
Definitely going less.
Because only suckers go under.
Ricky Pierce saw 66.5 receiving yards. I'm assuming he'll play. I'm going to go more on that. And Christian McCaffrey, 74.5 rushing yards. This is a little bit of a leap of faith by me. I'm going to go more. I think they do some things to get the running game going a little bit on Sunday. So that's the 49ers-Jags lineup I have. If you want to make your own or just do the same one as mine, download the PrizePicks app. Put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Once again, put in that promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. PrizePicks, it's good to be right. Russ Dog is cooking.
Russ is on a roll.
Russ Dog is cooking. He is now second in the league, two games back of securing the Bagley. This league, the race is starting to pick up.
Is it?
Yeah, is it?
When's the season end?
All-Star game is...
we got an All-Star game. Sick. We're going to see if we can get Zabo out of retirement for that one.
All-Star game.
The Legends game.
It's October 15th, the All-Star game. And the league picks back up on opening night of the NBA season.
The Legends game with Zabo.
We'll do Renya game versus It's Good to Be Right.
USA versus the world, baby. USA versus the world. Oh, that's tough. I just text Marshall to make sure he's good, still joining us. So as soon as Marshall is with us, we'll bring Marshall in. We'll talk Raiders and Bears coming up this weekend. The other game, we haven't spent a significant time talking about that one yet, but the plan certainly was to, first with Marshall, and then just kind of, you know, man.
Uh-oh.
Hang on.
What?
No, hold on. He was like, yep, I'll be there. 1:45, your time. it was 1:15, our time.
Oh.
Send.
Ha.
It's like, normally, it's not a big deal. It's like, oh, that's fine. Today it is because we have our brother from the Locked On Jaguars podcast, Tony Wiggins, set to join us. Marshall is on his way.
Yeah, shout out to Marshall.
He's set to join us here. Big ups,
Marshall.
In just a second. There are people though who think maybe the Cowboys just what the Bears ordered, and they were able to maybe kind of get right and maybe get on track, so to speak, here in the early part of this season. And with the Raiders coming up, a team that I don't know if they're good or bad defensive. I don't know what the hell the Raiders are. I genuinely don't. But the Bears might feel like they do. And I'm sure they're feeling pretty good after, I think it was a four-touchdown day. Three-touchdown day from Caleb Williams?
I thought it was four.
Might have been seven. This is the Cowboys they were playing. Who knows? He might have just thrown a touchdown pass as we speak.
They smacked them boys up. But, this is an opportunity for Chicago. They're looking at playing this game in Las Vegas, which is going to be filled with Bears fans. Yeah. They're looking at this as an opportunity to get back to 500, to kind of calm the waters a little bit and get back on track. And the thing that's killing me about the Raiders is how are they supposed to all of a sudden start running the ball well? I just don't see it. And if you can't run the football, if you're super one-dimensional. Like, they didn't even run the ball in their win. That was a struggle then.
Yeah.
So I just I hope I'm wrong because I want them to win.
Yeah.
But I just don't see how it happens.
It feels like there's two big problems you might not be able to fix in the flow of the season. One, I was quick to point out, and that's the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Two, you pointed out before the damn season started, and it's their play caller. And it's the way Chip Kelly calls plays. And it's the way Chip Kelly runs an offense. And those two things have created an Ashton Jeanty issue, who is supposed to be your star acquisition, sixth overall, you know, draft pick. Like you felt like you had a severe deficiency. You had a need heading into the offseason. And you feel like you addressed it. If you're the Las Vegas Raiders, if you're, I always forget his first name, Spytek, you feel like you addressed it, but you're not able to implement it at all. And that is a massive problem for the Raiders. And all of these things tie together. The offensive line, the inability to run has created what? It has created a problem for Geno Smith, who can't stay upright. Geno Smith is picking himself off the ground so damn often because that offensive line is bad.
Yeah. It's
let's go to Chicago. I don't know how it
gets better this week. Where you talk about Chicago, and I don't think Chicago is necessarily as bad as everybody else. They got a lot of talent on that roster on both sides of the ball. It's going to come down to whether or not Caleb can get the job done, which I do have my questions about that. But you're talking about, like, get the run game going. The Bears aren't an easy team for that to happen on.
Let's bring the expert in. Let's bring in our man Marshall Harris. Pickleball play-by-play. No, not pickleball. Spike ball. Have you taken up pickleball yet? Like, what other sports are you?
I played pickleball one time, and I was like, I see why people like pickleball. And when I'm older, maybe I will become a pickleball enthusiast. But, you know, it's something to do.
What other sports are you doing play-by-play for?
Right now, currently, I'm doing basketball. We're not in season. But I'm doing football and volleyball. I have a volleyball, like two volleyball matches next Friday. It's pretty cool. I'm the lead play-by-play guy for a local station, WCIU, that does a bunch of high school sports. Mm-hmm. And I'll end up doing high school football all the way through to the state championships, where we have 8 state championships here. I'll do half of the state championship games.
Okay.
That's fire.
Yeah. That's what's up, man.
It is.
We're trying to figure out, Marshall, if the Bears we're trying to figure out exactly what the Chicago Bears are. Are they good?
They are a work in progress.
There you
That's
go.
What they are.
Okay. Okay.
They are definitely a work in progress, but you're seeing actual progress. Where I feel like the Raiders are kind of on a treadmill right now. Is that a fair statement? Like they have this running back. It's the old meme with the little Shaq, and then you got the.
I think you have the treadmill was a very generous way of putting it. Like, I think that was a very optimistic way of putting
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes we can't keep up with the treadmill setting, you know. And what happens when you can't keep up with the treadmill setting? You fall.
All bad. Mm-hmm.
And then you get put on the internet.
you definitely get put on the internet.
Yeah.
There are worse things. I think the thing with the Bears, I mean, you guys saw what happened in week two when they faced Ben Johnson's old team, the Lions, and they were out for blood, revenge, whatever. How dare you leave us and stay in our division? You could have gone anywhere, but you decided to stay in the NFC North. Mm. And they let them know, you know, Frank Ragnow being gone for Detroit was like a factor in that week one game where they lost to the Packers. And would you say Detroit's offense looks pretty much like what you had expected to look like the last 3 seasons or so? I think they're back to full speed. The thing with the Bears is Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. It's this progression of, okay, young, talented quarterback. No one's questioning the actual talent. It's like, can you put it together, though, from a work ethic progression standpoint and doing the fundamental things you need to do besides just having the quote-unquote arm talent? And we're seeing Ben Johnson work with him, albeit against a bad Dallas defense last week. But this Raiders defense looks like one that could be had a little bit too. So I think this game comes down to run versus run. Who can run the ball? Who can stop the run? It's almost like back to basic high school football, right? Like, can you stop the run and can you run the ball? If you can do those two things, you win the game. And from what I've seen up front, the Raiders, that stat about Ashton Jeanty having 144 yards rushing and 145 yards after contact, brutal. That is wild.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's tough, man. Let's talk about the Bears a little bit here. And just, I can't remember. We were trying to remember yesterday. Were you a believer? Are you a believer in Caleb Williams? Like, no, this is franchise.
Oh, absolutely. I believe in Caleb Williams' arm talent. There's a great article. I'm trying to remember who wrote it on ESPN.com. That was about 3 weeks ago, talking about how people just can't develop quarterbacks and they don't get enough time. It's a bad situation. New York is a perfect example. When I say New York, there's a reason I'm not saying Giants or Jets, because you can put both teams in this camp, where they don't know what they're doing. You can have a guy that's supposed to be good, but if you don't know how to truly develop him and coach him, Tom Brady had a great, great thing on this for about 5 minutes where he was explaining how, do you have the structure to actually facilitate the growth of a quarterback? And I think the Bears did not, with Matt Eberflus being a defensive-minded head coach last year. But now that Ben Johnson, here's what we know, undisputed. Ben Johnson is one of, if not the most creative offensive mind in football today. He can draw up plays. He can scheme the guys he wants to get, give him some talent, and who knows what it'll do. But with Caleb Williams, it's the perfect situation for him. He's like, I have a guy who doesn't have terrible habits yet because he hasn't been 3-4 years like a Daniel Jones where it wasn't tended to the way it needed to be. Now he can tear it down to the studs. Those are his words. When you talk about it, like the playbook, the play design, and build it up for Caleb Williams. And as long as Caleb Williams can do the regular stuff, we already know he can put the cape on like Superman and do the special stuff, right?
That's the question. And I'm not sure he can do the regular stuff. There were two plays in that week one game. The fourth down one in line in Vikings territory, where my man was wide open. Hit him in the chest. Misses him.
DJ Moore. Yeah. I remember it well.
Another play.
I think that was that was part of the reality of it was week one. They had a training camp. He looked awful in training camp. I was out there at training camp. He looked awful. Looked like he wasn't processing fast enough. But in reality, he was getting used to a new offense, a new coach, a new playbook, all of that stuff. It takes time. And this goes back to what I was just saying about the patience aspect of it, right? And understanding that these Bears – and this quarterback have a chance to do something special if you just let it breathe. We saw progress from week one, and even in that blowout loss to the Lions, Caleb Williams looked better. And then obviously last week, that was the first time in his whole career he'd never gotten sacked. No sacks, no pre-snap penalties, which had been a big problem last year and in the first two games this year. And then, of course, no turnovers and 4 touchdowns passing. And again, Dallas isn't a world beater, but it was a perfect like step as you kind of go from 101 class in college to a 201, and now – The Raiders is a perfect test because it's a road game. Air quotes are there because we all know that as many, if not more than 50% of the crowd will be Bears fans.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave you with this. When you talk about Caleb, my homeboy, who's a Bears fan, that's my guy. Shout out Ellen, the Bears fan. We talked about Caleb. He was a believer too, but he had the perfect analogy. He said, Caleb can hit a fall away three with a hand in his face, but he can't shoot free throws. And that's a problem. Like he can do all that stuff off of 1 foot on the sideline. They're not 10 quarterbacks who can do that in the league. But when I need you to hit the tight end across the middle, the wide open middle that probably would have put that game away in week one, he airmails it. And that's who he's been since USC.
Sounds like Kenny, your boy listens to, you know, Raheemy Harris and Grody, because I've made that exact same analogy. I talked about these NBA players that can shoot. Who was it? The example I used? It was Bruce Bowen, right? 40% three-point shooter, but then from the free throw line, inexplicably can't hit. You know, you should be able to hit like 75% of your free throws if you're an excellent three-point shooter. And it goes back to the Patrick Ewing. Do you practice that shot? Is that what he said? Why are you taking that shot? It's okay to do that, but you also have to be able to, like you said, make the basic plays. he made the basic plays last week mm-hmm. for the first time mm-hmm. in a long time. And I'm like, okay, I can see where this is going. I think this is going to be an excellent example this week mm-hmm. of how far have they come. Because last week against Dallas, there wasn't some dude with two X's in his name running around trying to kill you.
What were the expectations for this team? Obviously, you get the hot coaching hire. You know, we all thought, too, I don't want to rewrite history, we all thought that Chicago was the destination this offseason because felt like you had the franchise quarterback. Of all of the teams that had available coaching positions, you felt like in Chicago you had the franchise quarterback. But with that, with the hotness, with the new coordinator and all of that, with the number one overall draft pick, the big market like Chicago, the fan base that the Bears have, were expectations maybe a little bit too big for where this football team is at currently?
You're talking about expectations as to who they would hire about
this? No, expectations after they hired him.
No, I think expectations are on par. They expect this to not be a – it's not going to be an overnight turnaround, but they're like, we actually have a guy who knows what to do with a quarterback. It's like, you got to get the head coach, but if you don't have the quarterback, you can have the head coach and just be – on that proverbial treadmill like they are in Pittsburgh, right? You know, after Ben Roethlisberger declined and then, you know, retired, Mike Tomlin, he can get you to 500, but he can't get you anywhere past that. No one's saying Mike Tomlin's not a good head coach, but you got to have the quarterback. And I think Chicago has the coach and the quarterback. They have a lot of other issues because the GM got extended, even though he hasn't drafted a Pro Bowler in what's now going on 4 years of drafts, right? Mm. But if you get the quarterback and the head coach, you could do a lot around that. I mean, Chargers, great example. Rams, great example. You can look around the league. You know, Aaron Donald retires. It's not like the Rams were bad after Aaron Donald retired, right? You can figure out the rest of that stuff, but it won't matter if you don't have the quarterback and the head coach. And the Bears have that. And now I picked them to go 7-10, not because I think they're going to be bad or anything. I just said it's going to be a long time back in, what, 21? When he first got there and was the offensive coordinator for Detroit, and people thought that, you know, Dan Campbell was going to get fired because they started off 1-6. They had a great second half of the season, and the rest, as they say, is history. They've been a winning program ever since. I thought they'll probably be 3-4 games under 500 halfway through this season, and then they'll pick it up because the offense will look a lot better on the back half of the season than it looks right now. And listen, this is a pivotal game. It's not a must-win game because – I don't have expectations for them to go to the playoffs because of the division they play in. But if they are 2-2 heading into the bye, missing three of their best defensive players, now all of a sudden I'm looking at the Bears a little bit differently.
Yeah. I think this is an opportunity for them to
Week 5 bye is crazy, by the way.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
It's bad. It's bad. You know, when they go to 18, I was like, can we get our two byes back? Remember back in the day when we used to have two byes? Like, they need, if they're going to go to 18 games, they need two byes. One bye in the second half, one bye in the first half.
Absolutely.
A week 5 bye is crazy. It's good for this Bears team, though, because they got so many guys hurt on defense.
This game.
They're going to need another one around week 13, 14, though. That's the problem.
This game is, you mentioned a little bit, it's an opportunity, man. It's an opportunity for the Bears. Or as crazy as those first 2 weeks were blowing the lead and then getting blown out against Detroit. You handle business against the Cowboys, which was what you needed to do at home. And then, like you said, go on the road and handle business in Las Vegas. 2-2 after the first 4 weeks, considering how those first 2 weeks started, that's a win. It feels like a win, at least.
And not only that, I feel like the Raiders need to get right. I don't know if they can get right based on what you guys are saying and what I've observed, just kind of doing some research, like understanding how bad their running game is. Like, To spend a draft pick and that draft capital on a running back and not be able to use him, yeah. I'm wondering if we're going to see more out of him in the passing game, like just get the ball in Ashton Jennings' hands in space. But I know he's had trouble with pass blocking and they've had trouble with pass blocking. So I'm just wondering what's next. I mean, Geno Smith is slinging that thing, no doubt. But, man. If you don't have a running game in the NFL, that's a tough life for a quarterback in the offense to try.
Well, it's a tough life for a quarterback when you're constantly picking yourself up off the ground. Like the reason the running game is so bad, the other statistic, you talked about all of those yards that Ashton Jensen has gotten after first contact. The other stat is Geno's been pressured on 58% of his dropbacks. Like, he's not getting time. Like, that offensive line is failing everything that the offense is trying to do. So I don't know if running Ashton Jeanty out of the backfield as a Le'Veon Bell pass catcher is even going to work if Geno Smith is running around just trying to find a guy to get the ball to because his protection failed him again.
It sounds like a tough life. That's why this game fascinates me, because I love, like, the first quarter of games, the first four games of any NFL season for everybody, because you learn so much about how much a team can get better from week one to week four, right? And how teams can adjust. And quarterbacks are named starters that weren't starters at the beginning of the season. Mm. Look at Jackson Dart in New York right now. The first 4 weeks tell a whole lot. It really tells also how desperate a front office slash coaching staff is too, because those types of decisions are sometimes made way too quickly because desperation creeps in. It really does. And I don't think – I think the Bears are in a great situation because there is no desperation here. It's just we need to get better over the course of this season.
Real quick before we let you go, what's up with my girl Angel, man? She got a legit gripe, or is she just kind of bugging right now?
So Angel Reese, I think we may have seen her play her last game as a member of the Chicago Sky, which kind of, you know, this isn't a one-off thing. This is about Sky ownership and the front office and the way that they are, the way they are set up to do things. You go back to Sylvia Fowles, Elena Deladon, Kalia Copper, all these superstars that have come through here and have left because they didn't know how to put things around them to make them say they won a championship just 4 years ago.
That's one of the craziest WNBA things ever, is that the Chicago Sky won a championship.
They won a championship because Candace Parker happens to be here and she wanted to come home and play for a championship. Like, that's why they won a championship. It's not because they had this super recruiting, like, the facility that they practice at is like, you guys could go play rec ball up there, right? Mm-hmm. They're building a new one, but you see what these state-of-the-art facilities look like, right? Yeah. Y'all got the Valkyries right down the street. You listen. One of these things is not like the other, and they are lagging behind in terms of what you need to do, because this isn't minor league sports anymore. The WNBA is a viable machine that, if you know, they get out of their own way as far as NBA kind of trying to hoard over what they can and cannot do with their media rights and everything else, you can make a lot of money. There's a reason that people are paying a whole lot of money for WNBA teams right now.
Right.
It is a sound investment.
Yeah.
And right now the Chicago Sky are looking around like, you got the superstar in Angel Reese. And I don't mean like superstar, like just because she's good at basketball, which she is. But if you pair her with an actual top 10 scorer in the league, they could do damage, because she is ridiculous when it comes to rebounding the basketball and defense and just the way she knows how to pass to. But they are at an impasse right now.
And
the stuff
eyeballs.
She said in that article, it wasn't like she said anything that was untrue.
Man, was that your alarm to remind you that you got a D'Lo and Casey hit in 5 minutes?
That's exactly what that was. I was off, guys. I apologize for being late. I mean, no, that's not good. Me. I try not to be late for anything ever.
It's all good, man. You good out there?
I'm great out here, man. We got playoff baseball. I'm watching. I got the Cubs on in the background. They're up 11-1 on the Cardinals, about to clinch. Hosting a wild card series next week, and we'll be out with our show, like doing remotes and stuff.
That's fire.
I got no complaints, bro.
All right, I'm good.
Are y'all good?
We great.
I'm worried about Bulls West. Are y'all good?
We straight. All right, man. We straight.
We're just.
I don't know. Fine. Damien's facial expression says he's not straight.
Nah, I'm fine. It's fine. It's what we'll be fine. Everything will be fine.
We'll be fine.
Everything will be just fine. Everything will be just fine.
Oh,
we got Doug Christie.
I
got
to get back out there and come to a Kings game.
Pull up. Always great catching up, my man. We appreciate you. Enjoy the games this weekend. Enjoy the playoffs, and we'll talk soon.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Thanks for having me, as always.
Yes, sir. That's our brother Marshall Harris right there, man. Great stuff, as always. We'll come back. We'll shift from the Raiders and the Bears back to the 49ers and the Jaguars. We'll talk to our man Tony Wiggins of the Locked On Jaguars podcast about what this matchup looks like from a Jacksonville perspective. We've got Eddie Gonzalez after that. So much more ahead. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Excited to see how many of you are going to be pulling up on us this Sunday when we watch football together for the first time at Baker Family Wines in West Sacramento. Make your plans to join us. You're going to be watching football anyways. Watch it with us.
Yeah, man.
Forget us. You might feel like we spend enough time together. Come hang out with Dusty Baker.
Come on, man.
Dusty Baker is going to be hanging out with D'Lo and Casey. We got giveaways. We've got contests. We've got football, we've got wine, we've got food trucks, we've got food to snack on. We've got the whole day planned for you. It's going to be an event unlike anyone D'Lo and KC have ever had. So this is going to be a blast. And I'm dead serious. Dusty's just going to be there hanging out, drinking wine with us.
Just chilling.
Just what you saw in the studio the other day.
Yeah.
That's what Dusty's going to be doing on Sunday.
Hey, and shout out to that to the wines we had the other day because it's feeling nice. Two glasses.
Yeah.
It's feeling nice.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take much for you. You're a bit... You're a bit light. So I did something that I normally don't do. First of all, this is illegal, so I don't encourage you to do this.
Oh, my goodness.
But
Emin did not do this, but if he did it.
Here's how.
Exactly.
Chick really wanted the rosé open for Dusty's mom so, you know, he could tell the story and do the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we had like a good amount of the rosé, because it was basically a glass of the rosé and a glass of the dark Pinot, and it was like, you know, there's a good amount of wine left. I'm not gonna pour this out.
Right.
So I was able to cork it and I took it home. I did put it in the back, so maybe that makes the whole act safe.
Okay.
But I put that rosé in the refrigerator. See, I'm not rich. I don't have a wine fridge. That was a discussion. It was like, we really need a wine fridge.
You got a fridge.
But we're not rich enough to get one like Kenny is.
Who has a wine fridge?
Kenny has one.
Oh.
Yeah. Kenny had to drive all the way to Antelope to get one.
Yeah. That was crazy going on.
But that rosé, chilled, bruh. Do you got the other bottle of rosé?
I think so.
Chill it.
That rosé.
They're
in the fridge.
Fire. Well, the wine fridge. Yeah, it's probably chilled to the perfect temperature.
55 to 45. 55 above, 45 below.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
I learned that the other day.
Us poors wouldn't know that. Springing our man Tony Wiggins. Tony's like, what did I get myself into? What is this? What is this nonsense?
No, I love this going on, y'all. I'm talking about the stuff I like doing.
There you go.
I love this, man.
There you go. Yeah. This is Tony Wiggins, host of the Locked On Jaguars podcast, Tony. And we've been spending a good deal of time this morning trying to figure out exactly what the Jacksonville Jaguars are. We think their defense is really good. Not really sure about their offense. You watch them very, very closely. What are the Jaguars?
You know what? That's yet to be determined. But what I do believe is they are resilient and they have grit. And, you know, sometimes when you're a gritty team that's not very good or not very talented, you end up 9-8. And then sometimes when you're a very talented team that doesn't have any grit, you end up 9-8. Mm-hmm. So I think they're on the good side of it. I think they're getting each and every moment out of these dudes. They're learning how to play with each other. And I'm very optimistic right now because it's the Rams philosophy. It's the Minnesota Vikings philosophy on offense. And Anthony Campanile on defense has been great. And that's what Green Bay is running right now. That's where he came from. And he coached under Vic Fangio a couple of years ago at Miami. So I think the Jaguars are in a good spot moving forward.
That defense, specifically that front line, that defensive line, they nasty. They get after the quarterback. They stop the run, too. Yeah. Trayvon Walker, obviously, is the stud there. Is that what the foundation of the Jags are right now until they kind of figure out some of the things they want to do on the offensive end, what they have on the offensive end? Are they going to lean on that defense heavy?
Yeah, that's a real good question. And the answer is in 2017, when they went to the NFC Championship game, that's when they had Saxonville. And Blake Bortles was the quarterback. And they were ahead in the fourth quarter against New England and Tom Brady, and then they ended up losing that lead. But the thing is people always harken back to that saying, if we just could play a little bit better on offense. And now you have Trevor Lawrence instead of Blake Bortles with the same type of defense that is very gritty. Guys get after it on all three levels. The second level and the first level has always been good to me. But now you go out and add Jordan Lewis to the third level, and he's a leader. And he brings that aspect. They play through the whistle like their feet are on fire. So right now they have one of the best defenses in the league. And if the offense has to catch up, I would depend on Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas Jr. continuing to get better, along with Trevor Lawrence growing with them. I'd rather be in that position than have the offense ahead and then the defense trying to catch up later in the year.
Right.
Tony, what do you think about the philosophy or the way that the Jaguars are using Travis Hunter so far?
Yeah, what's crazy about that is I'm a big fan of Travis, Deion, and my boy Boog over at Young Money, so I don't want to step on no toes, right? But I always keep it 100. And one of the things that I've always said was, I don't know if y'all saw the viral clip when I asked a question at the press conference. I said, what if you break the huddle and it's on fourth down and Travis Hunter's at the wide receiver position and Travis Hunter's at corner and Trevor throws the ball? Who comes down with it? He goes Travis Hunter, right? Mm-hmm. So the thing, what I was really asking him was, how do you guard Nico Collins at a Pro Bowl level and then turn around and have to play wide receiver against Derek Stingley at a Pro Bowl level? That's what my thinking was when I asked him that question. So I don't know. Travis can do things that none of us can do. So I won't ever say he can't do it. I'm just going based on what pro athletes have always told us and what I've always juxtaposed with what they said is all of these reps count. Mm-hmm. The reps, the reps, the reps. The great players always talk about the reps, the reps, the reps. The great coaches who talk about the great players that they coach always say, not only was he the most talented, the reps, the reps, the reps. And then to think that a dude can split reps and still be great at both, I just, man, that the core of me finds that hard to believe.
Yeah, I feel you on that. And I'm a big believer in Travis. I think he's special. I think he's a freak of nature. It feels like I watched a lot of Colorado football. It feels like I never saw him get tired. Like, he was playing both sides the whole time, never got tired. Seen him so far, it doesn't feel like he's gotten tired in the times that he's been able to play on both sides so far this year. But when I really look at him, when you talk about the core of, like, who I think he is, I think he's a special cornerback. I think he's a good wide receiver, and he can be used in the right way. But I think he is a special cornerback, and that's where I would lean. If I can't play him 100% of the time, I'd make sure – he'd take 100% of the defensive snaps and then sprinkle them in on the offensive end.
Homie, you preaching to the choir. I swear, anybody that listened to Locked On Jaguars knows that I said this pre-draft and since this happened. So what happened was when he first came in, they were working him more at wide receiver, right? And all the people that thought that I was crazy saying exactly what you said pre-draft, they were peacocking, man. It was like, nah. We told you. They gave up 2 first-round picks for him. He's gonna be a wide receiver. Leon Cohen then basically comes out and says, oh no, we working him more at wide receiver because we need to. Just like y'all know the game. It's hard when you're going to a new system as a wide receiver to figure out the chemistry. If it's about being the top cornerback, you were born that way. Right. 95% of that crap is something that none of us have any control of.
Right.
So you can do that.
And you sleep.
You can talk about it better than that. Yeah. Right. And Liam Cohen basically said that's why he was spending more time at wide receiver than corner. So here's what I told Jared Bell this, and I think I told Mike Jones from The Athletic the other day at the press. In the press box. If they win, nobody will care about individual stats. Because if they win, he will make enough plays in big games. And I even predicted he was going to get a touchdown as a wide receiver and an interception this Sunday against San Francisco.
Whoa, settle down. Whoa.
I know. I don't want nobody to hate me, but my thing is, I'm going to keep it real. But the thing is, it's almost going to be like Percy Harvin, Reggie Bush. Like, statistically, no, it didn't live up to all the hype. But go back to that Super Bowl when Seattle beat Denver. You can't take Percy Harvin out of that game.
Right.
It's going to be about big plays that matter in big moments to whether or not this all lives up to everything that everybody leaves. But it'll never go away because everybody say, well, they gave up 2 first-round picks for him and he doesn't do this and he doesn't do that. But what the Jaguars do is something else. They draft with James Gladstone. They draft very well late in the draft. Look at the contributions they're getting from guys in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th round that they adopted from the Rams system under Les Snead. So it's almost like you devalue the 1st-round pick as long as you get people that you know can give you the best that they can give you.
Speaking of living up to the hype, tell me about Trevor Lawrence. Because we are having a far too difficult time. We're ranging from he's a fine quarterback to he's a bad quarterback. Like, you cover this team in-depthly. What is Trevor Lawrence?
He's a kid that came into a horrible situation, and the level of what he was able to actually accomplish didn't match up to the hype that would have allowed people to look past his shortcomings. And I know that's a lot. I mean, what the hell are you talking about? My thing is this. People calling him the prince that was promised, and then they were going back to the movie with Denzel with those kids and the dude Sunshine. I mean, all of that stuff. He was the quarterback that beat Nick Saban as a true freshman. He only lost 3 games. And y'all know the NFL will make you tell the truth. And he had to almost turn out to be John Elway or better to live up to that hype. But what happened is reality set in, and this is the NFL, and if you go to more bad organizations ruin players than players ruin organizations. I agree with that. Like, look at Baker Mayfield as one. Although he said some BS I don't agree with today, but that's another story. But the thing is He has had almost a typhoon of bad situations in terms of coaching, organization, football operations. And now he finally gets it. So the only question is one, was he ever supposed to be as good as you thought he was? And you have to negotiate that. But then, okay, whatever he was supposed to be, hopefully they haven't broken him, right? Because of bad offensive lines and bad coordination and the front office not being in jive with the coaching staff. So you always wonder, you're like, okay, where is he? So I'm glad Liam Cohen and crew decided to come in here and say, we're going to take it down to the studs. And that's why I think the way you do it is you build a team around him with those late draft picks. You infuse talent at the top of the draft with a guy like Travis Hunter, who is a top four pick in any draft for the last 20 years based on his resume, right? You look at what's here, you develop it. You look at Trayvon Walker. You don't measure him against Aiden Hutchinson in the statistics. You measure him against the fact that he is an absolute game wrecker on tape. And you start to evaluate this team. You infect it from the top. You build it from the middle. And then you take him and say, you don't have to be Superman. You just have to be Clark Kent 23 hours a day and Superman one out. Because everything around you is set up for you to be successful. And now you get Ben Roethlisberger as opposed to getting Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady. And now you get that, but you get an organization that is set up to be competitive for 10 years and stop trying to make this kid live up to something that nobody ever said he was supposed to be in the first place.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.